All right, hey there, welcome. So today we're diving into something, well, I guess you could say something we all deal with, right? I mean, communicating. But it's really about how we think about our communication, about our abilities, and how that can, well, it can really affect how well we actually do it, especially when we're dealing with stuff like, speech difficulties. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's a really interesting area, and we've got some research here that that we're going to dive into.
Yeah, let's deep dive into it.
That dives into how our mindset, like how we're thinking about things, actually like interacts with the actual mechanics, the motor skills of how we produce speech. Oh,
Right.
it's kind of a fascinating connection there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess what we're trying to do today is to help you listening figure out, are your own thoughts actually helping you, or are they kind of getting in the way? And if they are, what can you do about it? I mean, the big question I think we're going to try to answer for you today is how can these negative thoughts that we can get about, the way we talk, how can that make it even harder to communicate?
It's a vicious cycle that we can sometimes get caught in. And what the research shows is that there's this really tangible connection between what's happening up here in our minds, in our thoughts, and the actual physical ability we have to communicate.
Oh, wow.
It's not just in our heads,
Yeah,
it
yeah,
actually
yeah.
impacts our bodies and how we perform when we speak.
So then let's like break down, let's unpack this. They call it a cycle of negativity, right? That the research kind of outlines. It seems to start with something I think, probably a lot of can relate to, which is this idea of negative perception, right? Have you ever, I mean, I'm sure you have, but have you ever felt, like you messed up when you were talking or somebody kind of reacted poorly? Or, in a not so nice way, like, don't you just kind of immediately, almost automatically become your own worst critic?
Absolutely. You start to focus on all of those little perceived failures. All those times you stumble over your words, or you felt like you weren't quite getting your message across.
And then you kind of zero in on those. You're like, ugh,
Exactly. It's like you have these blinders on. You're only seeing the so-called failures, and you totally miss any of the successes that you might have had in communication.
Oh, so you're not even remembering the good times. You're just holding on to the bad.
That's exactly what this research suggests, that those negative memories can become so magnified that they kind of overshadow everything else.
And that kind of, this is all from the research. This is all the stuff that they say. But it sounds like this is kind of setting us up for the next stage in this whole cycle, right? Which I think we all know. Increased anxiety. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
It makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you're constantly telling yourself, I'm not a good communicator, I'm going to mess this up, of course the thought of speaking up, especially in certain situations, is going to trigger those anxious feelings. And it's not just a mental thing either.
It's numb.
No, anxiety has some real physical effects too.
I like what?
Well, think about it. When we get anxious, our bodies go into this sort of fight or flight mode, right? It's like a natural stress response. We're releasing all these hormones to prepare us for what our brain thinks is a threat. And in this case, the threat is speaking. So we get this whole cascade of physical reactions. Our heart rate goes up, we start sweating, our muscles tense up. And the research specifically talks about how this tension affects the muscles involved in speech production.
So
Like,
wait.
think about it. Trying to speak when you're all tense, it just makes it so much harder to coordinate those really fine motor movements that you need for clear speech.
So that tension is like literally making it physically harder to speak. And I guess that tension is what leads us into like phase three here, what they call motor system regression, right? Like, because you're anxious, your muscles are all tight, and it's like your body is working against you.
It's like it's sabotaging you almost.
It's like you want to do it, but you physically, your body won't let you.
And the research uses a really interesting example with stuttering. They explain how this anxiety and tension can actually make stuttering worse. It creates this kind of feedback loop in the muscles, making them even more tense and uncoordinated. It's like you're fighting against yourself.
So then, I mean, and this is unfortunate, but this leads to what? The fourth and final the reinforcement of those negative beliefs, right?
Right.
It's like you were worried about speaking, and then that worry made you tense. Huh. The tension made it harder to speak clearly, and then bam.
You have that moment of, see, I knew it.
Right.
I told you I was going to mess this up.
Oh, so frustrating.
It is frustrating, and it's so easy to get stuck in that cycle.
Yeah. So, I mean, so far we've kind of outlined a pretty big challenge here, you know?
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that the research also gives us like a really hopeful way to move forward, you know,
yeah.
to kind of get out of that cycle.
Yeah.
And it's this thing called embracing a growth mindset. So
yeah.
for anybody out there who's listening, who's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What is that? Could you break that down? What is a growth mindset?
Sure, sure. The term actually, it was coined by Carol Dweck, who's a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it boils down to this. It's the belief that, you know, your abilities, how intelligent you are, all that stuff, it's not like fixed.
Oh.
It's not set in stone. It's not like you're born with a certain amount of talent and that's it.
Right.
It's more like you can develop and improve these things.
Oh, so it's kind of like, you know, your muscles, you can work out, you can build them up.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
Right.
You know, through dedication, through hard work, and through learning from your experiences, you can actually change and grow.
So it's like, instead of thinking like, oh, I'm just not good at this, you're thinking, I'm not good at this yet.
Exactly.
But I could be, I could get better.
Yeah.
And the research, you know, the stuff we looked at, it's showing that that kind of thinking, that kind of mindset can have some pretty big benefits.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like when you have a growth mindset, you tend to be more resilient.
Hmm.
Because, you know, when you face setbacks, you don't see them as failures.
Right.
You see them as opportunities to learn. You know, they're like stepping stones to getting better.
Okay.
And you also develop a real love for learning because it's not about proving how smart you are or how talented you are.
Right.
It's about actively seeking out new skills and knowledge.
Hmm.
And ultimately, it allows you to reach your full potential.
Yeah.
Because you're not limited by these self-imposed beliefs about what you can or can't do.
I like that, reaching your full potential. And so when we look at it specifically, when we apply this whole growth mindset thing to speaking, you know, especially when we're talking about overcoming those speech difficulties, you know, like stuttering or whatever.
Right.
The research, it really seems to say it can have a really positive effect. So how does that work?
So if we think back to that cycle of negativity we talked about.
Yeah.
The growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It directly challenges those initial negative thoughts.
Right.
So instead of seeing communication difficulties as these unchangeable things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm just stuck with this. It's who I am.
Right.
They become challenges to be tackled.
Okay.
You know, you can learn from them.
I see. So you're kind of flipping the script.
Exactly. And this shift in perspective, it can actually reduce anxiety because you're not so focused on avoiding failure. You're focused on learning and growing.
Right.
So it really changes the whole experience of communicating.
I like that. Yeah. So then, okay, let's get practical here. You know,
yeah.
How do we actually start to make that shift? How do we shift to this growth mindset?
Well, the research offers some really practical strategies.
Okay.
And the first one is recognizing and challenging those negative thoughts.
So, I mean, that sounds good, but where do we even start?
Well, the first step is awareness.
Okay.
You know, really paying attention to those negative thoughts that pop up around speaking.
Right.
The research actually suggests keeping a journal or making notes.
Hmm.
You know, just kind of track them.
Track your negative thoughts.
Yeah. You know, so maybe you notice that every time you have to speak up in a meeting, you think, oh, I'm going to sound stupid.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to mess this
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's me.
Right. So once you start to see those patterns, you can start to question those thoughts.
Right.
You can start to challenge them.
So it's about bringing those like automatic negative thoughts into the light.
Exactly. When you make them conscious, they lose some of their power.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then challenging them. I mean, how do we actually do that? How do you challenge a thought?
Well, you look for evidence.
Evidence?
Yeah. You know, instead of saying something like, I always stumble over my words.
Right.
Think about times when you didn't.
Okay.
Even if it was just a small moment, you know, maybe you were talking to a friend or you were reading something out loud and it was smooth.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to question those absolute statements. Is it really always?
Right.
In every single situation? Are there exceptions?
So you're like almost like a detective, like you're investigating your own thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. And that process, it helps to loosen the grip of those negative beliefs.
Okay, I like that. And then the second strategy, you know, that the research talks about is setting small, achievable goals.
Oh, wow.
Like that sounds so much easier.
It is. It is. Because if you have this huge goal, you know, it can be so overwhelming.
Totally.
But if you break it down into these little steps,
right,
it feels so much more manageable.
Right.
So, you know, like, let's say you're working on a specific sound that's difficult for you.
Uh-huh.
Don't try to master it in a conversation right away.
Right.
Start by practicing it alone. Mm. Just the sound.
Okay.
Then maybe try it in a syllable. Then a word.
Right. Baby steps.
Exactly. Baby steps.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you gradually build from there.
And you know what? I think that makes a lot of sense because you're getting those small wins, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I did it!
And that boosts your confidence, right?
Yeah.
It reinforces the idea that you are making progress.
And that leads perfectly into, like, step number three, right?
Yeah.
Practicing self-compassion.
Yes. So important, especially when we're talking about communication challenges.
Yeah.
Because it is a skill,
you know? It is, right.
Communicating.
Yeah.
Just like learning to play an instrument or learning to, I don't know, paint, you know?
Right.
It takes time. It takes effort.
Yeah.
It takes practice. And you're going to mess up. You're going to have setbacks.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally normal.
Yeah.
And it's really crucial that you're kind to yourself during those times.
Right.
Don't beat yourself up, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone has communication challenges in some form or another.
Yeah, I guess so.
So acknowledge that it's normal, you know. It's part of the process.
Right.
It's not a personal failing.
Mm.
And that shift in thinking, you know, being kind to yourself,
mm-hmm.
it can really reduce your anxiety. And it can actually help you speak more freely.
So, I mean, you're saying, like, beating yourself up just makes it worse.
It really does.
Yeah.
It feeds that negative cycle that we were talking about.
Okay. Now, the next one, this is kind of interesting. Using positive visualization techniques.
Hmm.
That's something we always hear about, you know, like, in sports. But how can that actually help us with communication?
It's actually quite similar to how it works in sports.
Really?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. imagine this. You're picturing yourself
mm-hmm.
really vividly in your mind.
Okay.
Speaking confidently and fluently.
Right.
In different situations.
Mm.
You're essentially practicing in your head.
Okay.
And by doing that, you're conditioning your mind to expect success.
Right.
Instead of failure.
So you're kind of creating like a mental blueprint for success.
Exactly. And when you do that, it reduces anxiety in real life situations because you've already kind of been there, you know,
right.
in your mind.
You've already run it through.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you this boost of confidence, this belief that you can do it.
I like it. Now, here's one, the fifth one that I think is often overlooked, but it sounds like it's really important. Celebrating progress.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like we're so focused on where we want to be that we forget to look back and see how far we've come.
That's so true. We tend to focus on the gap between where we are now and where we want to be.
Yeah.
And we miss all those little improvements along the way.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
But the research encourages us to celebrate those little victories.
Mm.
You know, maybe this week you felt a little bit more comfortable speaking up in a meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe you finally nailed that tricky word you've been practicing.
Right.
Celebrate those things.
Okay.
No matter how small they might seem,
mm.
because they're proof that you're moving in the right direction.
Right. So, I mean, just be kind to yourself.
Absolutely.
Give yourself some credit.
Yeah.
Now, the next one, the research calls it seeking support.
Yes.
So it sounds like it's all about the power of connection here.
Yeah. Having a support system makes a huge difference,
mm-hmm.
whether it's through formal support groups, you know.
Yeah.
Working with a speech therapist or just having encouraging friends and family. Right, right.
Surrounding yourself with people who understand and who can offer positive feedback, it's so valuable.
Okay.
Because they can lift you up when you're feeling down and they can help you stay focused on your goals.
It's almost like having your own, like, you know, cheerleading squad.
Yeah, exactly.
To remind you how awesome you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. They can help you see the progress that you might not be seeing yourself.
Yeah, right, right. And then the final strategy. This one is kind of a... It's kind of interesting. It's engaging in mindfulness practices.
Yes.
So how does something like mindfulness meditation, how does that help with, you know, how well we communicate?
So mindfulness, you know, like meditation, it's all about being present.
Okay.
Being aware of what's happening right now
mm-hmm.
without judging yourself.
Okay.
And this can be really helpful when it comes to communication anxiety.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, when you learn to observe your thoughts and feelings,
right,
without getting swept away by them,
it's easier to let go of those negative thoughts about the past, you know?
Right, right.
Or those worries about the future.
Yeah.
It helps you to be more calm and focused in the moment, which is really what you need when you're communicating.
So it's almost like you're training your brain to focus on what's happening right now instead of getting caught up in, you know, in all that noise,
that's,
you know,
exactly. Yeah.
All that chatter in your head.
Yeah.
So, wow, this has been, I mean, I don't know about you, but I think this has been so helpful just to kind of break down that cycle of negativity, you know?
Right.
But then even more importantly, all these strategies, these practical tips to really shift to a more of a growth mindset.
Yeah. What a great conversation.
Yeah. And it really highlights that point that our perceptions, you know,
yeah,
what we think, how we view things,
wow,
it really does have a powerful impact on our communication skills.
Absolutely. It's not just about technique. It's about mindset.
Mindset, right.
And when you consciously choose to develop a growth mindset, you're basically saying, I'm not going to let these negative thoughts hold me back.
Right.
I'm going to choose to believe that I can get better.
So powerful. So powerful. And we have to remember, it's not a quick fix, right? It's not like you just decide to have a growth mindset and boom, everything changes.
It takes work. It takes practice.
Yeah.
You have to keep at it.
Right, right. And you have to be kind to yourself along the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's worth it.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Because as your communication skills improve, your confidence grows.
Mm-mm.
And that can have this ripple effect.
Oh, wow.
On other areas of your life, you know, like your self-esteem, your relationships.
That's amazing.
Probably amazing.
And the biggest thing I think we need to remember is that progress is possible, right?
Absolutely.
It can be done.
And every step you take, no matter how small.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a victory.
It's a win. Celebrate it.
Exactly.
So for you listening, I think the main takeaway today, the big thing to remember from this whole deep dive is that connection between, you know, how you see things and how you communicate.
Yeah.
You know, understanding that cycle of negativity that we talked about. And then really trying to cultivate, you know, consciously choosing to cultivate this growth mindset.
Right.
That's so important for improving how you communicate.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's tough.
Yeah.
Right? When you're facing those challenges.
And it brings up a good point, something for you to think about.
Okay.
Think about like one specific negative thought, you know, one that you have about your communication.
Uh-huh.
The one that keeps coming up. And then ask yourself, what's one small thing, one tiny little action you could take this week to either challenge that thought or to practice a little self-compassion?
Wow. That's a great thought to leave with.
Yeah. I hope it's helpful.
Yeah, I think it is. So thank you. And we are, you know, we are super excited for you as you keep going on this journey, you know, to becoming a more confident and effective communicator.
Me too.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive today.
Thanks for having me.